Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Okay. Anyway, welcome everybody. It is President's Day, or as people are saying, not my President's Day, 2017. This is Big Daddy's Hard Talk, and I am Big Daddy. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Felicia Brown.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday. We're going to talk about, we have a little Trump news. I say this every week. I really don't want to dwell on the orange one, but he gives me so much to talk about that I always got stuff to talk about. And then we're going to talk about All-Star Weekend. And it is now officially in the books now. I was going to try to get Christian Crosby to call him because he was the host of the Celebrity Game this past Friday. But when I went to go call him, the good thing about Facebook Live is that, no, it was Instagram Live, is that, you know, people get on from time to time. When I was going to call to ask him to get on the show, he was boarding the plane to come back to Philly, and that was about 3 o'clock. So he's on a plane now, heading back, and it wasn't going to work. So possibly maybe next week I can get him to talk about how his weekend went and, you know, how everything was. We're going to talk some wrestling news. There is a new inductee to the WWE Hall of Fame. They're going to announce it tonight. And plus, I have a beef or something that grinds my gears about who is hosting WrestleMania this week. And talk about everybody's Valentine's Day, what they do, what did they receive, were they satisfied with what happened. The number is 718-508-9883. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Still can't shake this doggone cold. Not cold, but this cough, I should say. How are you doing, Felicia?
I'm doing well today. I had a great weekend. How are you?
The weather was beautiful. I'm good. I'm really good. The weather was gorgeous this weekend. It was a great day just to, if you didn't do anything, if you just sat out on your porch or on your lawns for a little while just to catch some of that fresh air, open your windows in your house because, you know, when the wintertime comes, you know, you shut everything down. And I know the first thing I wanted to do was open up all the windows and let some fresh air come in and out of here. And it was good. I had a great weekend. And not my President's Day today, so it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I wanted to talk about as far as Trump. He gave a rally this weekend in Florida, talking about they had about 9,000 people in there, all pretty much cheering him on and embracing the way he has run the country this first month that he's been in office. And he said the White House is running like a fine-tuned machine, which we both know is crap. The media, again, talking about fake news and this, that, and the fourth, blah, blah, blah. And today in Philadelphia, there was about, the report said about 200 people. Some reports said 200, some reports said 300. But there was another protest that went down Broad Street to City Hall, and they blocked up traffic. The police were there, you know, while they were protesting, just protesting all his views as far as Planned Parenthood, as far as getting rid of the affordable health care, as far as everything he's pretty much done since he's been in office. And I'm okay. People, this is America, and you have your right to protest, and you should speak your voices, you know, speak your opinions, I should say, and express how you feel if you feel that strongly about the presidency and what he's doing. But on the flip side of that, he's not going anywhere. So let's just keep it calm. And my thing is, maybe we should be protesting in the right way. Instead of walking them down Broad Street, let's sign a petition or do something that's more like towards him and not just shutting down traffic in Philadelphia while people are trying to get home to their loved one. I might be wrong, but that's just my opinion. Like, okay, we had a couple of protests here and there. It seems like people are protesting every other day. But what good is really coming out of it now is what I'm pretty much asking. What's your opinion?
I don't know. I don't know what you mean by when you say, you know, the right way to protest. What exactly is the right way to protest? Because, you know, people have gotten signatures. People have, you know, written letters. So I don't know exactly what is left to do. I mean, the only thing that I can really think of is to be seen. And to be seen is kind of to be heard. So...
True that.
I don't know.
Yeah, like I said, like I have no problem with people protesting, but it seems like it's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. So how much longer are we gonna keep doing it? Type of thing.
Right.
I don't know. I'm an impatient person, so that's probably my problem with this because I'm very impatient and I feel like we're doing all this and he doesn't give a crap. And he's still doing rude.
Yeah, the people, they are being heard because as of now, we're exactly 1 month of his presidency and he has record low approval ratings. I think he's at like a 41 or 44%, and that's really low, especially considering just getting into office. It's usually a lot higher considering, you know, that person just won. But
yeah,
are
true
actually
that.
Really low, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sick of this, and it's like, it's a bad joke that just keeps going on every day. And I'm just wondering, like, okay, when's this joke going to stop? When am I going to wake up and say, okay, that was just a really bad dream. Did he really just win the presidency? Is he really just doing all the crazy stuff he's trying to do? Do people really follow him? And stood behind him the way he did. And then there was reports that they have a Russian sub off the coast of Virginia, and
mm-hmm.
they wanted to blow it out of the water, and Trump said, no, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how much is he really in bed with Putin? And it's making me wonder. And I think you had said, like, it seems like it's something else bigger going on, and he's the distraction.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm starting to agree with you. Matter of fact, I am agreeing with you. I think it's something bigger that we don't know about, and maybe we'll never find out about. And he is the distraction.
Right.
And I just hope somebody catches up to it and puts a stop to it before it affects all of us, because you know the old saying, "Crap rolls downhill." And we're at the bottom of that hill. So, anything else on that subject, babe?
No, just like you said, it's a really bad, like, dream right now. But I think we'll all make it.
Yeah. We just got to stay prayed up. Anybody that doesn't believe in the Lord, I think it's time for you to start believing now.
Right.
Really quick. So I'm going to get off of that. The next thing is this was NBA All-Star Weekend. And this is one of the things that I really look forward to. I look forward to it every year. Matter of fact, I look more forward to NBA All-Star Weekend than I do the Super Bowl. That's just me. And I was entertained up until it got to the slam dunk contest and then the All-Star game itself. And I'm going to start with the slam dunk contest. And this is pretty much what Shaquille O'Neal was saying and Charles Barkley was saying. And I think Reggie Miller even said it too. They really have to start to let or to press on these megastars to participate in these different events. Like, okay, you did get DeAndre Jordan to participate in the slam dunk contest. That's cool. But could we have gotten, I'm just throwing names out there, could we have gotten LeBron James to finally do it would that have been a big pop? Yeah, people would have loved to have saw that, seen that. Could you have got Kevin Durant to participate in a three-point shootout? I would have loved to have seen him go up against Curry, and could Curry have done it, because Curry done it in the past. Him, Curry, Klay Thompson, all these guys go at it trying to win the three-point shootout. Back in the day, and you always call me old and crusty, but it is what it is. But back in the day, Larry Bird participated in a three-point shootout until he got too old. And he dominated so many years, he was just like, screw it. Michael Jordan participated in a slam dunk contest. And then even when he was finished with the slam dunk contest, he moved on to try to win the three-point shootout. But he stayed involved with the whole weekend. And like a lot of these megastars don't play until Sunday evening. And then when it gets to Sunday evening, we are forced to watch crap. There was no defense being played. It was just a bunch of three-point slam dunking going on back and forth. The final score was 190 to 180, or was it 192 to 182, something like that. That's ridiculous. It's like, I want to see a game. I look forward to this, and I want to see them actually both sides try to win. And then towards the end, because it was, excuse me, because it was Anthony Davis's home city, that they started lobbing him the ball. They kept giving him the ball. They wanted him to break Will Chamberlain's record, which he did. And he finished the game with 50 points. I forget how many rebounds and assists and all that. And it was just like, okay. Like, I watched it. And then towards the end, I started watching Bar Rescue because I got bored. But I kept flipping back and forth. And I seen it all the way to the end. I watched Bar Rescue through the commercials or whatever. But they really have to start having these stars actually play in these games. And that's why I'm glad Joel Embiid decided to sit it out, rest up, do whatever he had to do with his knees or whatever. Because why is he breaking his neck to get in this game and nobody gives a crap? And it's pretty much what I was saying to the Fanatic. 94.1, I think it is. No, 95.7 when I called them after Joel got the snub. Excuse me. After Joel got the snub, and everybody was all irate. But when it's all said and done, who really gave a crap about the All-Star game? Because all they were doing was just dunking it back and forth and shooting a bunch of outrageous three-pointers. I saw LeBron in the middle of the game shoot it from the half court. Like, really? Anyway, your opinion, Felicia.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I don't know if I want like the huge names to play in like the dunk contest and the 3-point contest. I think that should be more for like the younger ones and the ones that might draw like interest. Like, what does this guy do? You know. I don't know. As far as the actual like whole weekend together, it wasn't that good to me. As somebody that doesn't really watch All-Star Weekend that much, and I was excited to watch it this year, yeah, I wasn't impressed at all. You know, I don't understand how they got all those retries with the dunks. I just didn't like it.
Yeah. And see, this is pretty much what I was saying. And you're pretty much almost agreeing with what I'm saying, because I think they're just catering just to, like, get through it. And back in the day, they go, me being crusty again, but back in the day, there was rule set up. You couldn't continue to dunk five, seven, 10 times until you finally made the dunk. Because when Aaron Gordon, which he said he had a foot injury, it is what it is, when he missed the first dunk like a couple of times, he should have been disqualified. That was it. But you see where there was a point where he went, sat down, and whoever was behind the camera, whatever producer, whatever, came up to him and said, try it again. He's like, well, you want me to do it again? And he stood up and did it again. So he wasn't even expecting to continue to dunk like that.
It was horrible.
So Yeah, and it was just went bad. It was cool up until it got to that point to me, and then it just got bad after that.
You made a comment that, like, the air got sucked out of the room, and I totally agree with that. Like, I mean, you have all these celebrities there, all these sports people there, like, everyone in pretty much basketball is there, and it just fell so flat.
Yes, it did. And you can see the air getting sucked out of the room. To the game, to the point where Glenn Robinson III won the slam dunk contest, and you seen people already heading up towards the door. As soon as it was over and they cut away the commercial, came back, and you seen him with his trophy, people were already up the stairs heading out the door. And I've seen in the past that people stuck around and watched him get his trophy, and people were excited, and then, you know, blah, blah, blah. It was just, it got really dry, and then everybody was doing the same dunk. If I would have watched one other person jump over a couple people,
yeah,
I'm like, come on now. It's like you started out with that and it ended with that. Like, do something different. And it's making, like, people really want to watch, because they have slam dunk competitions with different people from around the world, and it's in a smaller venue, and they give them $100,000 for the best dunk. And people are clamoring to watch that more. They want to watch the NBA stars do it.
Hmm.
So it's like, you guys need to really step up your game. And I'm an NBA fan. I'm a diehard NBA fan. And I've been watching All-Star Games, slam dunk contests since they started it, pretty much. So it's time for a change. Some type of way. I remember for a while, they got rid of the slam dunk contest. I think after Kobe won it. Might have been early 2000s. Might have been 99. They got rid of the slam dunk contest. And then people wanted it back. So they brought it back, and then it just, like, it fell flat.
Mm-hmm.
So that was All-Star weekend. But today there was a major trade that went on in the NBA that affects the Sixers very well. DeMarcus Cousins was traded from the Sacramento Kings to the New Orleans Pelicans. So you have DeMarcus Cousins playing right next to Anthony Davis, which I'm so curious to see how this plays out. And a couple years ago, when we made the trade with the Kings, and they gave us Nick Stauskas, Carl Landry, and Jason Thompson, and a couple of draft picks for whatever else. We sent them a couple of second-round draft picks for that. And everybody was, even then we was like, Sacramento just gave us a lot for nothing. I don't know what they were thinking. And now, since they traded Cousins, and they're about to tank the rest of their season, everybody's like, oh, man, cause we get to swap a pick in 2017, and then also 2019, we get to swap a pick. So, I hope they get really bad. And we're going to have a pick. We're going to two pick. I think we have another pick, another first-round pick, too. So we can swap picks with them and our pick. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But we have another – we have, like, two first-round picks, including theirs. So actually, we have three altogether that's coming out in 2017.
Mm.
We're going to make out. You still got Ben Simmons sitting there. You still got Joel Embiid, who impressed everybody the little time he did play. Still got Okafor. Now I'm like, and I just said to Felicia before we got on the air, don't trade him now. We don't need to.
Right.
We don't need to. Leave him there for the rest of the season and then see what happens next season. And you still got Noel. And you still got everybody else. You still got TJ, who's been improving. You still got Dario Saric, who really improved this season. So, Jared, you can go fly a kite. You still got Ilyasova, who's quietly been the MVP on this team. Quietly. Who's been really playing very good ball. You still got Big Shot Cove, Big Shot Bob, Robert Covington, Rocco, whatever you want to call him. Gerald Henderson comes in, gives you whatever. This team will be championship material within the next 3 or 4 years.
I agree.
there was a thing came up on my timeline on Facebook that I posted the championship trophy, and it had 2020, and I'm sticking to that. By 2020, and I hope the Lord blesses me to be able to see it, by 2020, the Philadelphia 76ers will win the championship, or be at least in the championship game. What are your feelings about it, Felicia?
I agree. I'll even say maybe like 2 years, but we'll see. We know how good we were getting, you know, before they sat Embiid out. So I'd say like 2 or 3 years. But
yeah. And the Queen is getting older. I mean, King James is getting older. So yeah, I agree with you.
Oh God.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead.
No, as far as the trade, I just don't understand what the Pelicans were doing. I mean, what the Kings were thinking, getting rid of DeMarcus Cousins. So, but, you know, you said, I guess, they're rebuilding the team, but not everybody can do that, so we'll see how it goes.
I don't get it. And guess what? Nanny, nanny, boo-boo. See, I don't care. Jimmy crack corn, and I don't care. that worked out in our favor. I wasn't, because when we made the trade initially a couple of years ago, I'm like, what the hell? That's all right, whatever. We'll make out. But now I'm definitely like, yo, say what you want about Hinky. Hinky left us sitting real pretty. Now all you need the Colangelos is just to put the pieces together. But Hickey left us looking real good. And I don't understand what the Kings are doing either, because you moved your best player, who's still young. He might be in his mid-20s. If not, he might be 26, 27, maybe. And you traded him. So now you really have to start all your from scratch. And I know what we sat through the last couple of years when we did it. We sat through some really bad ass whipping to get where we at now.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Sacramento Kings want to do that, God bless them. God bless them, because that was, man, that was some, you know, you sat through a lot of it.
Yeah.
That was a rough couple of years.
Yep. All the,
it feels good
the
to go
fans,
down there now.
Yeah, all the fans have jumped ship and not cool.
Yeah. And to anybody that's listening, and I gave the number out once, it's 718-508-9883. If you want to call and voice your opinion, you can still say it, and I will continue to say it. If you jumped off the Sixers bandwagon when we was bad, I don't want to see your ass now. I don't want to see you now. And I'm going to put something on Facebook come Sunday. No, I'm going to do it Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
After we play Washington, I'm putting it up on Facebook. Do not call me. Do not text me. Do not inbox me. Do not ask me for Golden State tickets. You will not get them from me. You can kiss my ass.
Oh, my gosh.
And anybody who comments on the post saying, oh, can I get tickets to the Golden State after I said that, trying to be funny? Your mother's ugly and you eat dog shit for breakfast. So,
oh, my God.
Don't do that. Because that's what happened last year. When I put that up, a bunch of people want to be Facebook comedians. And, oh, you think I can get tickets? Oh, you think I can get tickets? I'll go and see if I get tickets. Ha, ha, ha. Very funny, mother. That's how much I know. I mean, I'm not giving nobody nothing. If you was really down, you would have been asking me for Philadelphia 76ers versus Charlotte Bobcats ticket. Or you would have been asking for a Milwaukee Bucks ticket. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
But no, nah, you gonna ask me for the game of the year. Nah, screw you. Go to hell. Go fly a kite. Your mom was a hooker on Sesame Street. There you go.
Stop it.
All right, I'm done.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm done. I said, I'm done. I'm off it. You have any comments towards that effect, about that? How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't know. I know I sat through a lot of it, like you said, and I'm not like a basketball connoisseur or anything, but I think people that are just going to games just to floss or, you know, look cool or just to go are kind of taking the fun out of, you know, the experience of getting to go to a game from people, you know, like me and real diehard fans, so, you know. And they really don't have any say in, you know, the decisions that the Sixers make, and they don't get to call them, you know, this or that, so.
I agree. I want to hit on. And you're about to crack up what I'm about to say. But I wish I would have posted this earlier, because I would love for women to call it to let me know the reason behind this. But why would you come to a sporting event with stiletto heels on and walk down there to do what? What are you trying to prove?
Laugh. To make us laugh. When
pretty
you
much.
Fall.
Yes. To make me Felicia laugh when you bust your ass. Because that's what's going to happen. And I'm going to tell a little story really quick. There was this chick that came to the last game. She might have weighed 260 if she wasn't 270. Had on these high-ass hooker shoes. And girlfriend couldn't even walk in them. And I'm watching this like, why did you even put them on your feet? What were you trying to prove? Who are you trying to impress? She was with her man. But you're not impressing him if you bust your ass. There was a point where she had to stop and get her balance a couple times. And the whole time I'm saying, if you fall, they're going to have to call an ambulance in here and put the jaws on my chest to shock me back, because I'm going to laugh so hard.
Oh, boy.
Stop it. Stop, because there's members of my family that do the exact same thing. Why? You're not going to attract the ball player. They're not going to look at you. They're not. They got hundreds of thousands of women throwing stuff at them constantly. When the game is over, they're probably going to go back to their hotel room, and they're probably going to be like 100 jars in the lobby waiting for them, not including the 50 that's on their floor, not including the 10 that's probably already in their room. Are they going to kick them all out for you? No. No, stop it. You come into a sporting event, put something casual on. Enjoy the game. Stop coming in with the long weaves, with your titties out, the tight jeans, the stiletto heels, trying to look like Destiny's Forgotten Child. It's not going to work. And you know you agree, don't you?
I do agree. You know, I think a guy would be a lot more attracted to, you know, a girl that's cheering, a girl that's wearing, you know, some sports stuff. So people don't know who actually turned on a guy. It may not be heels and everything at a game because they're watching the game.
Because I appreciate what you wear to the game. Because you come down there with your Sixers shirt on. You always try to have a Sixers shirt on. You went and purchased Sixers pants, hats, all that stuff.
I like it.
I appreciate that.
It adds to it.
And it shows a passion that I have, that you have now. Because I purchased a whole bunch of Sixers junk on red, white, and blue stuff.
Yes.
But if you come into these games with your breast out and then get mad at somebody staring at them, then that's on you. You asked for it. To me, you asked for it. Anyway, I just wanted to get that PSA out there. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Oh, Let me go to this, then I'll take a commercial break. I'm going to do all the sports stuff. This. And this is sports entertainment. Yeah, I come back and we'll talk about Valentine's Day. You know, then we put a bow on it and the Oscars coming up. We'll talk about that. Put a bow on it, send it to bed. WWE made an announcement today. Diamond Dallas Page, DDP, will be inducted into the Hall of Fame 2017. I saw it coming. I'm glad because I've been, you know, everybody makes their predictions well in advance. And after they put in Jake the Snake, and after they put in Scott Hall, you know DDP had to be next. DDP saved two men's lives with his yoga and with his inspirational stuff and watching out for these guys. And this is outside of the business. You know what I'm saying? Like, he did this because he generally cares for these men.
Yes.
DDP didn't even start training to be a wrestler until he was 39 years old. Then he started training. And then he became quite good. When he made the jump from WCW to WWE, I think they brought him in the wrong way. And, excuse me, he really didn't catch fire like he could have. And then he kind of just faded into the background. But he has been a really inspirational person through his yoga. I met him years ago. And he tried to get me to do some yoga and gave me his card and the website and all that. And this was before Hall and Jake the Snake was on board. Now I say, yeah, whatever. And I kind of brushed him off. But now I kind of wish I would have done it.
Yeah.
I think I know I wish I would have done it. I know I wish I would have done it. And I know people who has done his yoga and has lost tons of weight and look good and just really, you know, positive people. Since they, you know, been under him and traveled with him and took his yoga. Like, you know, I don't know about me traveling with him, but I would have loved to have bought his CDs or whatever and actually tried to do the yoga. And DDP is very inspirational, and God bless him, and I'm glad he's getting in. How do you feel about it, Felicia?
He's one of my favorites, so I'm happy about it. I actually heard, like, some rumblings about him getting in, you know, late last year. So I kind of was ready for him to come in. But I'm excited. With the class now, this class is really shaping up to be an excellent class, and I'm really interested. We got DDT, Kurt Angle, we're Rock and Roll Express, Teddy Long. Now we're just looking for the female and the celebrity. And the celebrity,
So and one person has passed away. They always do somebody who passed away. So I think Rick Rude would probably be the next one because I heard them rumblings too. Celebrity, I don't know. I was thinking maybe Andy Kaufman. I could see that, but he's passed away. Schwarzenegger got in, right? He's in already.
Yeah, he's in. I don't know. It could be like Mr. T or somebody. He got in already.
Would you say? I'm sorry.
Didn't he? Did Mr. T get in already?
Yeah,
yeah.
Mr. T's in.
Yeah, he's in.
Remember he gave a speech and
Kane
came in and he started preaching up there. There's somebody who I think could possibly get in. And that's possibly Regis Philbin. Because Regis Philbin was a wrestling fan and he did a lot. He had a lot of wrestlers come on his show over the years. So I could see that, too. I'd like to see Regis make it in. And as far as women go, you and I were texting each other earlier. I would like to see Chyna get in. She, you know, she left us earlier this year, drug overdose. And I'm willing to forget all that because she really changed wrestling for women. Because she was, like, one of the first women to come in who just didn't wrestle women. She wrestled men and had pretty decent matches. I'm not saying that she put on five-star matches, but she had decent matches. She was able to work with whoever worked with her. And she really did well. And if you ask my opinion on this, she was screwed as far as his business. And that's another story for another time as far as, you know, with her, Triple H, Stephanie, and all that stuff. I think she got the short end of that stick. And I'm not saying that forced her into porn because, you know, she decided to do porn and nobody forced her, decided to do. But I guess she had to make a living some type of way. and that the reality shows die out, and this, that, and the fourth. She had to do what she had to do, and she did it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look past it, all that. Now, there's not one person listening or one person that I know that hasn't watched a porn sometime. So if you judging her because she did porn, you should be judging yourself because you watched it. How do you feel about that?
I agree. I think she should definitely get in. And it's sad because at the end of the day, she didn't necessarily want, you know, money from WWE. She wanted to that, you know, that notoriety. She wanted to be recognized and acknowledged for what she did for wrestling entertainment, and they never gave it to her. They did the complete opposite and kind of, you know, shafted her.
Yeah.
But another female wrestler that I, you know, put up for Hall of Fame is Victoria. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I heard some rumblings that she might be around for WrestleMania. So, you know, if somebody that you haven't seen is around for WrestleMania, that usually means Hall of Fame or something else. So we'll see. I think she can actually re-sign with them because from what I see, she's still wrestling and still going.
Yeah,
so. Who knows?
And sidebar on Victoria, and I know you probably remember this, she had hurt or tore something in her knee and wrestled for years with a knee brace on.
Mm-hmm.
And continued to go. And that just shows me the passion that Victoria had. Because she could have took off, got a knee fixed, did whatever. But because she didn't want to stop, girlfriend kept showing up to shows and kept wrestling. And wore that knee brace and had something torn in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that. And that just shows like a drive that a lot of people don't have. Steph Rollins. So I'm just saying, I appreciate that. If she did get inducted, I'd be like, okay, she deserves it. She really does. And you and I had a discussion a while ago, and we both agreed, if they even fix their lips to say Beth Phoenix, I'm done.
Exactly. I feel the same
way. Done.
I
don't think
way.
She deserves it. I don't think she did enough. Please.
Right.
No. I'm going to leave it there. No. All right. Let me pay a couple bills, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about Valentine's Day. Excuse me. I'm going to swallow some more cough syrup. And
okay.
We're going to talk about the Oscars. Then we're going to put a bow on this thing and send it to bed. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 58. It's Big Daddy and Felicia Brown.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
And we're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 58. I am Big Daddy. I'm joined with my oh-so-beautiful, oh-so-wonderful, oh-so-vivacious and curvy and
what is going
sexy
on? Cool.
Felicia Brown. I can't say that?
No, don't do that.
Okay, I'm sorry. One more thing on a wrestling tip, and then I'm going to move on. They announced who's hosting WrestleMania. They announced that, and it's the New Day.
Oh.
I'm so against this. So against this. Let these brothers wrestle.
Right.
They are entertaining. I give you that. But let them wrestle. Big E, Xavier Woods, who really came light years, like the boy can work his behind off, and Kofi Kingston can really go, and you're squandering them on just, I'm going to use the word, cooning for WrestleMania. I'm like, you could actually put them in a match, and they could probably have probably one of the better matches on that card. And I'm upset with them. Like, look, just let these boys work. Okay, they showed you that they're entertaining. Use that entertainment and let them wrestle.
Right.
Have them come out, say a couple of jokes and New Day rocks, and then you're not going to see them the rest of the show. That's my opinion. Alicia?
I agree. I mean, it is going to be funny because they're really funny guys, and in the way it kind of shows the faith that WWE has in them to be able to carry the show, because I've seen some really bad hosts in the previous years, like The Rock didn't do that good for me, and I think 1 year Snoop Dogg did it. He wasn't, you know, the greatest. So at least the New Day has enough wrestling knowledge and are actually really funny enough to carry it. But on the wrestling side, it's like, okay, you know, they were the longest reigning champ. Does that mean that you solidified your spot in history? Now you can't do anything else further? And it's just bad because if you're not going to let them wrestle and be funny at the same time, they're going to start getting boring. Then you're going to split them up, and then we're not going to see, you know, two-thirds of that group anymore. So they're kind of having themselves destruct on their own, and that's not good because, you know, we do have several tag teams, but the division is still kind of failing, so you know, there's a lot you can do, and then just not willing to do it. You know, they're
totally
some degree, it's kind of lazy.
Totally agree. You get an argument out of me because I hate what they did with Big Cash and Enzo. Like,
yeah.
You had a hot that team that came in white hot, and you're making it the Big Cash and the manager Enzo show. And Enzo gets his ass kicked every week, and it's not a good look for me because they came in white hot. You should have ruined that momentum. and you put Sheamus with Cesaro, and okay, how many times have you seen two opposites come together, rock and sock connection, blah, 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 blah. And you got all these teams there that who can go, and you're pretty much squandering it to have these guys host it. And then what do you do with your tag belts as far as WrestleMania? I saw reports they were going to have a champion versus champion match, but you just split the brand. You shouldn't have these brands coming back to wrestle on the show, to wrestle right. against each other on the show. So I don't want to see American Alpha against the club, because it will be a good match. But I'm just saying, I don't want to see that. Like,
right.
Let the Raw do Raw, let SmackDown do SmackDown. You went through all that trouble to break the brands up. Don't put them together. Just because you dropped the ball as far as developing your team. So, on that note, Valentine's Day. How was your Valentine's Day, Felicia?
My Valentine's Day was great. You know, I remember talking about last week. But yeah, it was really good. Well, I talked about Valentine's Day in general. Now I'm talking about my Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got some gifts. I usually wasn't the girl that wanted all the hoopla, but, you know, once I got into a relationship, I kind of turned into that. So I'm glad that my provided, and I'm really happy.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's listening, you know, I love him. So that's enough of that, because I'm not like that. Shut up.
You all. So, yeah, Valentine's Day just passed. Excuse me. And everybody, you know, it's funny because you see, like, women posting stuff on Facebook. I got this, I got that. But there ain't too many brothers you see post anything on Facebook. I got this, I got that. I just thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another man-made holiday that just went past. And now we're at, but, yeah, you got your president, not my President's Day, and then what, Easter's around the corner.
Oh, God.
So this year is really flying past. And we're at Oscars season. And the Oscars are this Sunday. And I'm not an award show person. I don't watch it. And I think you said you don't really watch the Oscars like that. Am I correct?
I do. I watch all of them just because, you know, I like music and movies, and I like to see, you know, how they acknowledge people in those areas that I like. So just something to watch.
I'm sorry, I got distracted by it.
There's
a couple of movies that I actually saw that's up for nomination, and I'm curious how that's going to go. So I might flip on it this time for a little bit. If I get bored, I can see me flipping right off it. But I want to see Fences before the Oscars, and I know it's on demand now, so I might watch it sometime this week just so I can see it and say, okay, I saw it. I know that's up for a couple awards. Hidden Figures, I did see in the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that wins something. I really hope that wins something. Not because it was just a good movie, okay? It is a really good movie. And it's coming from a different spot that we haven't went through as far as black women and NASA. And the story was good.
Yeah.
And another one that I saw that's up for a couple awards, which I'm like, and that's Arrival.
Aww.
Only been one thing, and it ended up being something else. But I'm like, damn it. Did everybody know I'm a science fiction nerd, and I like aliens and stuff like that, and it wasn't nothing but a love story. And I'm sitting there with the screw face like, man, shoot.
That's because you don't like love stories.
I like love and basketball.
All right.
It was love and it was basketball.
Okay.
I like Mo' Better Blues.
Lord, that's
say
crazy.
It. Say it. Go ahead. I dare you.
Say what?
You always talk about me and the stuff I watch.
No, I don't want to say it because it's going to sound kind of, you know, Trump-like.
Anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening to Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 58. I am Big Daddy. Felicia, any last words before we put a bow on this and send it on?
Just stay informed, everyone. You have a commander-in-chief who is daring us not to question his authority, but he works for us. He works for us, the people of America. We have a right to question him. We have a right to be curious and, you know, ask questions that concern our well-being and safety as a country and individual. So do not, you know, take his words for face value, because a lot of them have been proven false. It's not most of them. That's that. Once again, Big Daddy tried to shaft my Walking Dead segment, but we'll squeeze it in one day. No, forget it. We'll squeeze it in next week. It's okay.
I totally forgot.
We'll squeeze it in.
And I apologize.
Okay.
I totally apologize.
You know what?
I didn't even know you even watched it. Because it's All-Star.
Oh,
I thought you just watched the All-Star game. I didn't know you watched it last night.
No, the All-Star game sucked. Go West, though. I was in favor of the West. anybody but LeBron. But, yes,
okay.
What needs to happen is you guys need to call in. You need to Facebook us, message us. If you would like to talk about Walking Dead, please let us know, and then we can start a Walking Dead segment on Big Daddy's Hard Talk.
And, again, I totally forgot. I totally apologize. You know, you got to remind me of things like that.
No.
Because I'm not, you know, I don't watch the show, so I didn't even think about it. But, hey, next week I will make it a point. I'm going to put it up. I'm going to make it a point that everybody calls in so we can have this Walking Dead segment, and I'm just going to sit and listen.
You're selfish.
How am I selfish?
It's okay. It's all right.
I'm agreeing with you. I want you to have your Walking Dead segment. I totally do. I'm going to sit back and I'm just going to listen. I'm not going to make any side remarks or comment or say nothing. I'm going to let
whoever calls in. You should join in too. You should join in too.
I don't watch the show. I don't know who's who. Nah, I'm going to make you.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to send you YouTube links all night about The Walking Dead.
You know, I love you. I really do, but I can't do that. I can't do that. Like, I'll let you guys talk all the Negan and zombie talk y'all want. I'll sit back and I'll just listen.
All right, guys. But next week, spill your guts.
Next week, anybody that's listening, please call in. We're going to have a Walking Dead segment. And, Felicia, please remind me to put it on the link so I can remind everybody else that this is what we're doing.
Thank you.
So, I'll let you guys have your zombie talk.
It's not just zombies.
I know. There's other things that go. Everybody says the same thing. I know.
Damn it.
Excuse me. So, on that note, God bless you all. There's three different types of people in the world: those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like Felicia Brown, Big Daddy, and everybody that watches Walking Dead that make things happen. God bless you all. Have a great week. And like Felicia said, stay informed, stay up on your news. Stay off of World Star and actually watch real news. I watch both so I can talk. So God bless you all and good night.
Yay.